Let's go to Stan Scott with some DIY advice. Hi there, Stan.
Kia ora, Jesse.
Hey, nice to talk to you. I'm going to get straight into the Q&A. Joe has a rain leak that's developed this winter through the external power box. She says it's been there for years. It's never caused a problem, but it leaks inside the wall and even wets the carpet. We've had to cut a hole in the inside wall, the freshly painted wall, to monitor it so we can put a fan on it to dry it out when it gets wet. They've tried sealing it up around the edges with a silicone sealant. They've fitted foam inside the door, drilled holes in the bottom for drainage, and applied duct tape all round. But water still gets in during a westerly rain. What else can they try? Any ideas?
Well, that's one of those ones that I would highly recommend that they get a builder to fix that leak a lot sooner than later because, you know, I think we can all hear the rain going through the power box part of the story and alarm bells are ringing. So that is a very serious concern. One, water going through a power box and then water also getting into the house. So I would definitely recommend getting a builder around there as soon as possible to try and remedy that and find out exactly where the water's getting in.
Okay, take it seriously.
Yep.
Lisa asks, Stan, how do you moisture seal a concrete slab both inside before putting down cork tiles and outside on the exposed foundation? The house was built in 1959 as a batch in the Marlborough Sounds, or crib as they call it down there. Any help, any ideas?
There is. Look, recently, GC, I've just bought a product myself. It's a two-part product, and for the life of me, I can't actually remember the name of it, but it's for when you cannot get underneath or behind a block wall when you're getting moisture putting through, sort of like the last result. I mean, there are some companies that will actually inject a moisture barrier underneath, but that gets very costly. But there are, look, I'm happy to look into this and find out the exact product details, but
okay.
It's a two-part product that you can put on that will stop the moisture coming through. It's not, you know, like, it's not 100% guarantee it's going to stop it because basically what it does is it soaks into the, you know, the pores of the concrete and it sort of solidifies and sort of expands to stop the moisture coming through. But as you can, you know, imagine, the concrete slab could be anything from 4 to 6 inches thick and, 100 millimetres to 150 mil thick. So you're really only soaking into the first 10, 15 millimetres of the concrete. So it's definitely going to help, no doubt about that. But if you send me the details, I can look up a little bit more info for you and get in touch with them.
Thank you, Stan. We will do. How do you best remove, replace, and prevent discoloured, actually blackened silicone sealant around bathroom sinks, asks Joanna.
Yep.
And actually, this is happening in our house too, Stan, so I'll be listening closely.
Okay, look, this is the world's most expensive tool. If you go to the paint department in most shops, there's a little plastic tool that is called, the brand name I think is Red Devil. They're about $2. And they're like a 90 degree, it's sort of somewhat sharp at the end, and it's kind of got a little hook on it. And you, basically it's like a plastic knife, a 90 degree knife, and you just scoop that in there and it hucks out all the silicone, and then you can clean it up with some terps or meths and then apply really good silicone to do it. And when you re-put the new silicone in, just tape it all up. And then apply your silicone, and then you can actually, with the same brand, there's a silicone applicator tool. So basically, it's like a spongy 90-degree bit on the end. And it's sort of almost like a spongy arrowhead. So you put your silicone in, and then you use this to smooth it out, and then you pull your masking tape away, sort of on a 45-degree, so you're not dragging any little bits back over your work. Yeah, and it comes out absolutely perfect.
Love it, Stan. Thank you so much for the help. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too, mate. Cheers, eh?
Thanks, Stan. Scott, talking DIY.